This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 in the evening and you're with Lynn and Chuck as well as Nadira Matrang of the News Desk here for our market wrap, of course. And, you know, Netflix is welcoming competitors like Apple and Disney despite suffering from its first drop in US streaming subscribers 3 months ago. So what's happening there?
Yes, so in the past 3 months, Netflix have added about 6.8 million paid subscribers. That's just a little under its prediction of 7 million. And this is due to an earlier price increase in the United States. But they're still confident of its long-term prospects, having competed for years against traditional TV and rivals like Amazon and YouTube. It also believes that all these new streaming services will more likely steal audiences from linear TV, as they termed it. So they say that just as cable networks took share from the major broadcast networks, streaming services will take share from cable. So a recent study by Deloitte shows that there is still room to grow for Netflix, as 65% of US households still subscribe to a traditional package of live channels. But 47% of them are also frustrated because there are so many services they must subscribe to just to watch the different shows that they want.
Yeah, so this kind of brings us to the next question, which is what Netflix can offer subscribers that will be different from its rivals. I mean, competitors are taking back shows and movies that they agreed to put on Netflix. Like, you know, like I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Might be going back to Disney. And at a time that they don't have a streaming product of their own.
Correct. So, for example, US sitcom Friends, it's a huge hit on Netflix since 2015, but they'll be moving entirely to HBO's platform next year. So to sort of counter that loss, Netflix reportedly paid $500 million just to secure the rights to Seinfeld, which has less global appeal compared to Friends. Netflix is also losing The Office, both the UK and US version, and Disney is also taking back its films from Netflix next year. So the Netflix original brand will be the key for now. They'll be spending around $15 billion on new content this year. But the big question is whether some of their subscribers, which can be budget conscious, will switch to cheaper options like Apple and Disney in the coming months.
And moving on to Bursa, shares in Favel Favco Berhad were moving today. What is the update on the counter?
Yes, so the counter rose 2.3% this morning after signing 9 supply contracts worth over 77 million. This involves the supply of cranes as well as hardware upgrading. There were more than 28 million shares traded today, and Favel Favco closed up 6 sen at 2 ringgit 70 sen.
Nadira, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.